My son is here, Pastor Shadrach. Mr. J is here. My son Gershon is here. Madam Mimi is here. Madam Elena, are you here? Wow, Prince Tego. Is this the Prince Tego I know? Ha! Is it the Prince Tego I know? Is this the Prince Tego I know? I think this is not the Prince Tego I know. The Prince Tego I know is the footballer. Share 1 minute. Share to many people. Call them. Say, wake up. It is time for you to receive. It is time for you to receive. Begin to speak in unknown tongue. Begin to charge your spirit right now. Begin to speak in unknown tongue. Begin to charge your spirit. If today is your first time here, please follow me. And also, take my number, Pastor Shadrach. Share my number there. Atu, are you there? Share my number here for those who are here for the first time, so that we can reach them. I can reach them. Please, when you take my number, just WhatsApp me. It's just WhatsApp. Just WhatsApp me. And tell me you are this and that. Yes. Marakota de brosha brandiata. It is working cry. It is working cry. Say to your soul, it is well. It is well. Today I want to move your faith. In faith assembly, we call something. When we gather here, we call it faith assembly. Which means that we have assembled. Is an assembly of people with faith. 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 Today, I just want to tell you to walk in faith. A lot of people are fainting instead of them to have faith. Instead of them to have faith, they are fainting. You don't need to faint. You need to have faith. No matter what. You don't need to faint. Very soon it will be your turn and you are fainting. Today, I want to talk to you about a walk of faith. Anybody that has been able to have faith has been able to have testimony. When you are able to take a step of faith, you are able to receive a crown of testimony. It is only those who walk in faith that have testimonies. I declare upon your life this morning that your testimony is on the way. Your testimony is at your doorstep. Some of you are about to manifest right now. Lepakabado shakiyarala ma shabrandiyata. Lepakabada brando shakiyagadabrandiyadara. I come here as a prophet of the Most High, and I declare upon your life, it is your time to manifest. You must keep your faith. Don't faint. Yes. I am charging your spirit right now, wherever you are. I said, don't faint. Have faith. Don't faint. Have faith. Don't faint. Have faith. Don't faint. Have faith. Hey! Hey! If you cannot walk in faith, now somebody may ask you. Somebody may ask, Apostle, Pastor, Prophet, whatever name you call me, is a blessing. What is this faith you're talking about? What is this faith you're talking about? Now look at how Bible defines faith, and I'm going to give you some examples. Walk of faith. Today the Lord said to me that I should talk to somebody, even if it is one person. It's because of just one person I'm here. I'm blessed, and I know it's because of you. You particular, you are the one I'm talking to. It's because of you. It's because of you. You particular. Yes. If not because of you, you will not be here. It's because of you. Nana Efia, the Lord said, I should tell you to let it go. Hey, Nana Efia, your prophecy just came right now. The Lord said, I should tell you right now that let it go. Let it go. I don't know what you have to let it go, but the Lord is telling me right now, Nana Efia, let it go. Let it go. Has anyone offended you? Are you holding on to something? Nanefia. Wow. I am about to speak the word, not to prophesy. But the Lord is telling me, Nanefia, let it go. Let it go. Barosha. Hey. Ha. Beloved. I don't want to change my mood now. Somebody need the word of God this morning. Listen to me. Somebody may ask me, what is faith? Look at how Bible defines faith in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 11, sorry. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse number 1. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Things not seen. Are you there? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, things not seen. I am taking it again. Hear me very well. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Anything we hope for are things that this naked eye cannot see, but your mind and your spirit is seeing and connecting for it to come to pass. Yes, you are not seeing it, but that is hope. You are not seeing it physically happening, but your spirit or your mind is telling you it will happen. It will happen. That is faith. My God. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. This is New King James. The evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. Some of us are hoping for so many things. Our heart desired for so many things. But this naked eye cannot see. But your spiritual eye can see. You know, the spirit will work with the mind. So you must be always careful. One day I'm going to talk about the mind. how you have to protect your mind and your feet. Yes. A lot of us are consuming things in our mind. And faith is out of the mind. Let me tell you, you are going to... Beloved, faith, Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. For the evidence of things not seen. You have not seen it. But you are, the Spirit of God is telling you that it is coming. Somebody, a better day is coming in the name of Jesus. Your healing is coming in the name of Jesus. Your healing is coming in the name of Jesus. Your breakthrough is coming in the name of Jesus. Ah. Your deliverance is coming in the name of Jesus. That thing you have been praying for is coming in the name of Jesus. Ah, receive it in the name of Jesus. 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 Receive it. Receive it. Somebody receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. I shall receive it. That thing you have been praying for, receive it. I said, receive it. Receive it. Receive that glory. I said, receive that crown. Receive that testimony. Receive that healing. Receive that breakthrough. Makoparo shake da 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 da. Raka pana brande pana lo shake da da. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Faith is the substance of things of what things not seen. Now, look at how I define faith. Look at how I define faith. Faith. Faith is more spiritual. It pertains spiritual things. So other people, we have the faith of the Muslims. We have the faith of those who are into other form of spirituality. Bear in mind, everybody you see walking out there and the kind of spirit that backs them. Listen carefully. That is why as a child of God, you always have to pray, even working with your bosses. The places you work, people that you do business with. Some of you have shops. Some of you have places you work. Some of you have meet people on the way. You don't know the kind of spirit that is backing their business. There are people that you move with. You don't know the kind of spirit that backs them. There are certain businesses we are into. Some of us, we have gotten certain jobs, and since you started working, things are not moving well. In the name of Jesus, it could be that it's either somebody you have associated with, or the foundation of the business does not support your Christian life. See, I am opening your eyes for you to understand what I'm talking about. There are places that we walk. Now, let me tell you something. Bible says in Genesis 28, verse number 10 coming down. I am telling you about certain grounds, what I just said. There are certain people that have a certain bargains. There are certain houses that we even live in. There are certain landlords that have a certain backings. Hear me. There are certain business owners that have a certain backings. There are certain relationships. There are people you are into relationship with, and they have a certain backings. There are brothers and sisters who have relied on certain things than the power of God. Hear me carefully. Bible said in Genesis 28, verse number 10 coming down, it said, and Jacob got to a place and he lied there. And he picked up a stone and he laid his head on. Now, while he was sleeping, he saw angels ascending and descending. ascending and descending. And he called the place the house of God, Bethel. Bethel. The house of God. Look at the grounds he was standing on. It means that there's a certain grounds that have the Spirit of God. If there is a certain ground that has the Spirit of God, it means that there's another ground that has the Spirit of another spirit. Yes. It could be the house you are living in, or somebody you have associated yourself with. It could be your brother, it could be your sister, it could be a friend. You don't know the Spirit backing them. Yes. So when Jacob lay down, he had the revelation. He saw spirits, angels coming down, going up, coming down, going up, going up, coming down, going up, coming down. When he waked up, he said, yes, indeed, I'm in the house of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord. And Bible said he anointed the place because he was not having any money on him. And at that time, oil was very, very expensive. Not today, you can just pick 10 cedis or 20 cedis and buy oil. At that time, oil was very valuable. Very, very valuable. That is why oil was used in anointing men of God and also for kings, because it was very, very valuable. Yes. So in order to give an offering over there, because he wasn't having a physical cash or a sheep or a goat or anything he can use as an offering, he used oil. And he said, this is the house of the Lord. He saw the place and said, this is the house of the Lord. The Spirit of God is here. As I'm talking to you, the Spirit of God is on this life. And this is the house of the Lord. Because the Spirit of the Lord is moving here. Receive grace in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, receive grace in the name of Jesus. Now, I am defining faith to you. I'm defining faith. Now, look at it carefully. Hebrews say faith is the substance of things hoped for and things not seen. Now, look at it carefully. Look at how I define faith. I say faith is an empowerment that comes to you. It's an empowerment that comes to you to tell you what to do. Listen, faith is an empowerment that comes to instruct you on what to do to get what you don't have. Are we together here? Yes. Faith is an empowerment that comes to instruct you on what to do to get what you don't have. Yes. This is how I define faith. Now let me break it down for you to understand. When you read Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 8, listen to it carefully. Verse number 8, Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 8. I'm ending very soon. The Spirit of God is here. It said, now faith. Okay, verse 8, it said, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went not knowing where he was going. So verse number 8, it says, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go up to a place which he would receive as he will receive, which means that in the future he will receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Listen to him. By faith Abraham obeyed. So which means that Abraham received a word and he was instructed on what to do to get that inheritance. Listen carefully. So faith is just sitting down. Faith comes to you. That's what Bible said. Faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, for with that faith it is impossible to please God. Listen carefully. For with that faith it is impossible to please God. Because if you don't have faith, you cannot move in the instructions of God. You cannot move in the empowerment of God. It's not complete when you do not move in the empowerment and instructions of God. Yes. That is why James says that, show me your faith of no works, and I'll show you my faith of works. It means that you have been given a prophecy of getting married. Listen carefully. You have been given a prophecy that you are going to get married. You have been given a prophecy of you receiving something in the process. Or you have been given a prophecy of traveling. Now you, this same person, you receive that prophecy and you sit down. They say you travel. You sit down. Instead of you to begin to request for a passport, or if you don't have one, you must get one, you are sitting down. I know a brother who was given a prophecy long time ago that you be too kind. This brother who is called Strong Man, who was with Sarkod here, his first time he would travel with Sarkod here, he has to go to US in his whole musical career. Now the time came for him to travel and he has no passport. He has no passport. But he has been told that he's going to travel. Instead of him to prepare and move, because the miracle has not yet manifested, but you are in preparation. That is why we pray. We pray for the manifestation. We pray in preparation. That is why we always come to hear the word of God. So faith is an instruction. As I'm speaking to you, some people are receiving faith. An empowerment is coming upon them to move, take that step. They say you're going to open that business. You are going to be great. What steps are you taking? Bible said Abraham, he moved without knowing where he was going. Some of you, they say you get married, but even when the man is coming close to you, you run away. They say you get married or you get a job, and even a CV you don't have. A CV you don't have. You are looking for a job and even a CV you need. You are looking for a husband, and any man that comes close to you, you fight him. Any man that comes close to you, it will be fight, war. Prepare yourself. Abraham, when he was told, you don't pray, you say you have faith. So faith is an empowerment that comes to instruct you on what to do. That is why. So how can I have faith? Bible said faith comes. Faith comes. Romans chapter 10, verse number 17. Romans chapter 10, verse number 17. It says, faith comes. So how can I have faith? Faith comes. Romans chapter 10. I am ending soon. This series is going to be powerful. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verse number 7, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, if there's no word that comes to you, you have no faith. That is why it is very, very important that you protect your mind. Some of us, we have had faith in certain people, not because of what you heard. We have taken some actions because of what we heard. Channel your steps to the steps of God and to the word of God. Yes. Beloved, I am talking to you this morning. Take a step of faith from today. Take a step of faith from today. Take a step of faith from today. And say, oh God, help me. Oh God, give me your word. The Bible said that Abraham, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. As I'm talking to you right now, some of you don't know where your future lies. You don't know what is going on in your life. But I'm here as a prophet of God, and I prophesy and I declare into your life that very soon you will share your testimony. Your testimony is on the way. Your breakthrough is on the way. Your breakthrough is on the way. Your breakthrough is on the way. Take a step of faith by praying. Bible said, when you look at the story of Anna was taking the step of faith. Bible said Anna has no child. A rival has two children, and she used to mock Anna. But every year Anna goes to Shiloh. Walk in faith. Don't faint. Continue praying and say, oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. When you read the book of Daniel, Bible says that, and Daniel fasted for 21 days, seeking to hear a word from God. After the 21 days, nothing was coming. He has not heard anything. Bible said he continued in the fasting prayer. On the 22nd day, a word came to him and said, Daniel, from the time you started praying and fasting, your message was sent to you. But as the message was coming, the angel that was sent, which is Angel Gabriel, the prince of Persia, the mistakes of the world, the troubles of the world, sometimes our decisions, can hinder our blessing. The prince of Persia captured, and he took Angel Michael. As you continue to pray, I tell you, your angel will be released to you. I say, your angel will be released to you. Your angel is being released to you. Wherever you have been kept, the Lord is releasing an angel. Bible said, and Anna continued praying. Now, the blind man by the roadside, Bible said, he has been sitting by the roadside. He has been hearing Jesus. One day when Jesus passed by, I don't know if he has seen Jesus because he was blind. He has not seen Jesus with his eyes before. He only heard of him. Today I'm giving you the word of God. I'm telling you, walk in faith. Walk in faith. Move by the word of God. Move by the word of God. Take a step of faith from today. I am talking to somebody right now. Your step of faith can be your prayer. Your step of faith can be that maybe you are writing letters everywhere. You need a job. Write letters. Do it. Prepare your CV. Send it out by faith. You need a husband. Prepare yourself. Some people do not even know how to talk. I tell you, some women want husbands. Let me teach you. And let me tell you, you need a husband. But when you speak, when you talk, it's like boom, boom, boom. No man will stay with a woman whose words are like boom. No man. Yes. Prepare yourself from today. And tell God, Lord, help me. You are saying to God, Lord, help me. You are saying to God, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. The song says, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. Where comes my help? My help coming from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. I don't know what is going on in your life, but we serve a living God. We serve a living God. Bible says, I'm not continue praying. This blind man, Bible said, he called on Jesus. Jesus, son of David. Hey, help me. Have mercy upon me. Jesus, son of David. I don't know what want to discourage you from praying. Some of us, certain things have discouraged us. Some of us, certain things have discouraged us. Some of us, certain things have discouraged our faith. Our faith is broken. Your faith is broken. Your faith is broken. Ah. Your faith is broken. You are the reason why I'm here and I'm speaking today. You are the reason. You are the reason your faith is broken. The devil has managed to destroy your faith. You are tired of prayer. Some of us, we are tired of prophecies. The moment a prophecy comes to us, we say, we have heard it before. I have heard it before. This prophecy, I've heard it before. Nothing else. Your faith is broken. The devil has managed to destroy your faith. And you are happy in it. Walk out. Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 28 coming down. It says, they that wait upon the Lord shall mount up wings like eagles. They that wait upon the Lord. Beloved, continue waiting. Continue walking in faith. Continue walking in faith. Somebody needs a miracle. You need it. Some of you are just close to your blessing. Some of us, we are close to our blessing. And you want to faith, you want to give up. Who's telling you to give up? Bible said, and Abraham, when asked to move to a place that he will receive as an inheritance, moved without knowing where he was going. I don't know where you are going, but what I know is that the Lord is saying, I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. That is what David was also saying. He said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. And he continued to say that he will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. I don't know how the journey could be, how crooked the journey is, but one thing I know is that the Lord will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. The Lord is giving somebody a testimony right now. The Lord is speaking to somebody right now. The Lord is talking to somebody right now. Maybe you are broken. Maybe you are broken. You are broken. I want to pray for some few people. You have been praying for so many times. Your faith has gone down. I want you to pray this last prayer and say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Psalm 121 says, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. Where cometh my help? I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. Where cometh my help? I don't know, maybe you trust somebody for your help. But for me, my help comes from the Lord. And I'm telling you, your help can only come from the Lord. Your help can only come from God. Human being will fail you. I said human being will fail you because they have not even finished. See, let me tell you, don't be surprised when human beings fail you. It is normal. Don't be surprised. They are humans. Even them themselves, they are promises they've made to themselves and they are not able to fulfill. My help comes from you, Jesus. Our help comes from the Lord. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. For wealth comes my help. Beloved, begin to pray within your spirit right now. Say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. The atmosphere has changed right now. Somebody right now is receiving help from God. God is touching somebody right now. Healing is taking place right now. Healing is taking place right now. The presence of the Lord is taking place right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody is receiving help from God. Don't faint. Beloved, don't faint. If that thing will kill you, if God will allow that thing to kill you, it has killed you long ago. It means that God is preparing you for that day. I feel the Spirit of God so strong. Some of us, we are broken. You are broken. You are broken. Even when somebody tells you, go and pray, you say, I have prayed so long. Some of us, even when we are asked to give offering in church, say, I have sowed seeds, sir. Nothing is working. Anna never knew that that prayer could work. I always said, continue praying. Continue hearing the word of God. Just one day. Anna never knew. Bible says she was depressed. She said, no, I will not eat that food. I will not eat that food. There's something in my heart. When the man of God came, said, Anna, are you drunk this morning? She said, no, Papa, there's something in my heart. There's something worrying me. Ha! Lord, Lord, help me. 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 I'm about to end. I want to pray for everybody here. I want to pray for everybody here. But before I pray, I will tell you. This is what the Lord sent me to tell you. He said, walk in faith. For very soon you will manifest. The presence of God is so strong here. God is helping somebody right now. Some of you are broken. The Lord is helping you today. You are broken. You have been to several relationships. It is not working. Several relationships. It is not working. The Lord is helping you. Don't stop taking the step of faith. Don't stop taking the step of faith. Don't stop taking the step of faith. The Spirit of the Lord is here. If today is your first time here, I'm going to pray and prophesy into the life of some people. I have 10 minutes to go. I'm going to prophesy into the lives of some people. Please pick my number. Pastor Shadrach will share the number. Perpetua, God bless you. If today is your first time, please follow me. Please follow me. We had a little bit of a problem, so we could not share as much as we can. But the Lord has been good for those who are here. Yes. Perpetua, you are welcome. God bless you. Regina, I see you. Nanefia, I see you. Please follow me quickly. And then pick up my number so that we can talk. Yes. Yes. Nanefia, I've written your name down. I don't know who you are. Can you please call in? I want to talk to you. The Lord said to me, I shall tell you, let it go. Anefia, call in. Yes. In the name of Jesus. How are you doing, Anefia? You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Anefia. Nanefia.
Hello?
Nanefia. Nanefia, can you hear me? Wow. Kabada Brandusha. Let me talk to you, Nanefia. I want to pray for some few people here. I have 8 minutes more. Nanefia, how are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
Yeah, I'm doing good by His grace. Nanefia, where are you? Where are you speaking from?
For now, I'm in Saudi Arabia.
Hello?
Hello?
Please, where are you speaking from?
For now, I'm in Saudi Arabia.
Jesus. Let me pray with you. We will talk after the service. So pick up my number, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, God is bringing help to Nanevia. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Pray in the name
of
Jesus.
The Spirit of the Lord take charge over your life. I pray for a release. Whatever burden, whatever offense, whatever thing that you are holding on that you cannot let it go for the blessings of God, I pray that the Lord will bring help unto you in the name of Jesus. May the presence of the Lord be with you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. I am speaking to some people here. Yes, when I mention your name, let me see perpetual. Let me pray for you. What the Lord tells me is what I tell you. What the Lord tells me is what I tell you. Perpetual, the Lord is telling me to pray about your marriage. I don't know what is going on in your mind, but the Lord is telling me that there's a certain power fighting you. It's a power fighting you. It's a strong force. Perpetual, come up. Are you married? There's a power fighting marriage in your life. Perpetual, come up. There's a force fighting your marriage. There's a force. If you're not married, there's a force. It will hinder you. It will fight you. I don't know if you are prepared to marry or not, but the Spirit of the Lord is telling me that you should pray so much about your marriage. About your marriage. About your marriage. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pick up my line. My time is almost up. My time is almost up. Kabarabrandisa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray for somebody here. Akosia, I pray for you. May God give you grace. Akosia, I pray. Akosha, I'm entering somewhere. Don't speak. Akosha, let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Akosha, the Lord says to tell you that somebody is trying to deceive you. Somebody is in your life trying to destabilize your life. Be careful. Somebody is trying to deceive you. Somebody is trying to lure you into something that you don't need to be into. And the person is going to deceive you. See, pray. Yeah? I can't see everything here. But pray. Take my number. And then we'll deal with it. Okay? Somebody... Somebody has been sent into your life. If the person is not here now, the person is on the way. The person is going to deceive you big time. Big time. May God have mercy. Take my number. Take my number. And call me. Or WhatsApp me, and I'll know it's you. Please, when you WhatsApp me, let me know that it's you. Yes. Now, I'm praying. Yes. I have to pray for some people here. I am praying. Let me see you if you are here so that I can pray for you. I am ending. Please take up my number. If you are new here, please follow me quickly. Follow me quickly. Follow me quickly. Follow me quickly. Yes. Use 1 minute and follow me. and take my number. You can get in touch with me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Acknowledge everybody here. May the blessings of the Lord fall upon everyone here. Your life is blessed. Hey, Adipa, you are now coming. Adipa, you overslept. My God. Oh, where did you go, Adipa? Ah, Adipa, I pray for you. May the Lord have mercy upon you and give you grace in Jesus' name. Ah, let the Spirit of the Lord say yes. Yes. I want to pray for some people. If you are here, let me see. There are a lot of people here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are blessed. You are blessed. I wish we can have another service in the evening and declare upon the life of people. May the Spirit of the Lord be with you. May the Spirit of the Lord be with you. I pray for everyone on this life. And I declare that the Spirit of the Lord will awaken you and give you grace to walk in faith to the appointed time. For you are about to manifest. Now receive grace. Receive grace to do what you cannot do. Receive grace. Receive grace to do what you cannot do. Receive grace. Receive grace. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you. From today, your life is a testimony. In Jesus' name. God bless you. We have been having this service on Saturday morning. And then Sunday morning, 4 a.m. Saturday morning and 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 Sunday morning, 4 a.m. God bless you all for joining. You are such a wonderful people. Please WhatsApp me and let me see that it's you. God bless you. God bless you. May the Spirit of the Lord be with you. God bless you. Today is Sunday. God bless you. Bye.